The Army Corps of Engineers is set to release a controversial plan on how to control the flow of the Missouri River. In states like Missouri and Kansas, maintaining water levels for navigation is important. But upstream in North and South Dakota, people want high water levels for recreation and fishing. South Dakota has already sued the Army Corps over how it manages water flow in the nation's longest river, and other states are likely to file their own lawsuits once the new rules are out. We have two reports. First, the view from the upstream states from Minnesota Public Radio's Kara Hetland.
In December of 1944, President Franklin Roosevelt's administration authorized a series of dams on the Missouri River. They were designed to prevent flooding and to generate electricity. Known as the Pixloan Plan, named for two Army Corps officers, it turned the Big Muddy, with six dams in three states, into North America's largest reservoir system. Gartering support for these massive dams was a public relations nightmare. Entire towns were moved and water flooded hundreds of thousands of acres of prime grazing land. In 1950, Army Corps Major General Lewis Pick addressed a crowd about the benefits of the Pixloan Plan.
We'll have enough water to irrigate approximately 5 million new acres of land. We'll have enough water to bring navigation on the Missouri River up to at least to the first dam. And we will create in this great valley the greatest playground in America.
That playground is at the heart of the battle over Missouri River water here. Recreation is an $80 million industry in South Dakota. Many of Pick's promises that day never came to light. A half century later, only a few thousand South Dakota acres are irrigated by river water. John Cooper heads the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Department. He says once the Missouri supported world-class walleye fishing, but now he says that industry is dying because the river itself is dying.
We can't just keep running this water in the same way that we've been running it basically since the Pixloan Plan was passed in 1944. And so we know now that there's problems. And to turn our back on that and not do anything is a disservice to the generations that are coming behind us.
Cooper blames the Army Corps of Engineers. He says low water in the reservoirs hurts fish spawning seasons and leaves a mucky sediment that keeps birds from nesting. John Cooper says the Corps needs to create a water flow that mimics nature. That means every few years in the spring, the Corps would hold back water and then release it quickly, in essence, flushing and rejuvenating the river. That natural flow could help Native American tribes here. The Lower Brule Sioux Tribe has 80 miles of the river's west bank, and each year it loses thousands of acres of land to erosion as constant wave action presses the river into a wider and wider stream. At one nearby campsite, picnic tables that once overlooked the river are now under it. Tribal spokesman Scott Jones says as the riverbank falls in, bones and other ancestral artifacts are uncovered. Jones says they see skeletal remains when the Army Corps lowers water levels.
There were skulls sitting on the mud flats down at the Fort Hill bottom. We have a very difficult time dealing with that. The mud is so gummy and difficult to get across.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will release new rules any day now. The old regulations were written in the 1950s, and they chiefly support the barge industry and downstream farmers who fear flooding. Army Corps officials have been rewriting these water flow rules for 12 years, and Corps spokesman Paul Johnston says they can't please everyone.
For every change or nuance of change, there is a constituency for and against. There are some perceived environmental benefits for doing one thing. There are costs for doing that.
The upstream states say for 50 years they've sacrificed water levels for downstream interests, and it's their turn to control the water for the next half century. For NPR News, I'm Kara Hetland in Lower Brule, South Dakota.